good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024, 9.07 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How we doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good. It was a wild, raucous weekend.
Yeah.
And you had a wild, raucous week.
Yeah. Yep. Out of town last week, and good to be back in the Red Rock country. And yeah, happy to be home for spring. Glad that I missed. Apparently, there was a snowstorm.
Oh, there's always a snowstorm.
Yeah. Well, I didn't expect to miss one when I left last week of April, but
I was just gone the weekend and had four tenths of an inch of rain in Monticello, so it may have made that transition from winter to spring.
Must have.
Really nice rain. You know, not a whole lot, but four tenths is good amount in April.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. The Red Rock country, the driest 2 months of the year are April and May. And up on the Wasatch Front, two of the wettest months of the year are April and May. It's really interesting that change in the climates or this geographic area is most manifest in April and May with dryness and wind in the Red Rock country. We get plenty of both and rain up on the Wasatch Front.
Huh. Very interesting. Well, that's good to hear. Again, it is the morning show on 92.7. We got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, last weekend, it was the state conventions
State of Utah. It was crazy. My wife and I were both delegates at the Republican State Convention in Utah. It's a lot of business. We got there 7:30 in the morning and realized we were an hour late because it was just pretty poorly organized. We were 2 hours behind schedule, 2.5 hours into the meeting. It went till midnight. They had so much business to do. And
yeah.
I mean, a convention, you know, whether it's the Roman convention or the conventions through the years have been raucous occasions. And this really was the big news for the Red Rock country coming out is that Blanding resident Phil Lyman, Representative Phil Lyman, was the convention's choice to be the governor of the state of Utah on the Republican ticket. He will be in the primary ballot. Governor Spencer Cox advanced to that ballot because he got the signatures. But if it was just determined in the convention like it used to be, Phil Lyman would be the Republican nominee for governor for the state of Utah. But they have this signature option, and so it allowed Governor Cox and quite a few other candidates for other offices to get on that primary ballot. It's June 25th. But so June 25th, there'll be a primary election in the Republican Party, and the two names on the ballot for governor are Governor Spencer Cox and Representative Phil Lyman of the Red Rock country. So,
wow.
Yeah, incredible, yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Phil swept. Boy, there's interesting dynamics in those conventions. And about 10 years ago, they started this SB 50 that allowed this alternate route to the primary by collecting signatures.
Yeah.
And it's to bypass, in many ways, some of the challenges of the convention system.
Mm-hmm.
And those convention delegates, I think they punish those who go that route for trying to bypass them. And so Phil walked out in the final vote. He got 67% of the vote of the delegates. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like you say, that sets up the primary in June. What else came out from the convention?
Well, I mean, there are races for Senate and races for the House of Representatives and other statewide races. There were some the local race for the Utah House of Representatives. Fill the position vacated by Phil Lyman, will come down to also a primary. Lynn Jackson of Moab, Logan Monson, the mayor of Blanding, will both advance to the June 25th primary, and they'll be on that closed. It's for Republicans only. It's primary, but they'll both be on that ballot. So there was an election of delegates there, and Lynn Jackson got 59 and Logan Monson got 41. But that, since no one cleared that 60% hurdle, then they both advanced to the primary. So
yeah.
But it's interesting, state school board races, and they elected delegates, and they had this long list. They'd still be there arguing if the sun didn't go down and City Creek closed parking. You couldn't go get your car after a certain amount of time. That's the thing that finally moved the convention along.
To close, yeah.
The conventions are crazy. I mean, it's a wild, raucous thing. And people are standing in line to get to the microphone, and the 4,000 delegates to complain that the air conditioning's too cold. Or, you know, a bunch of people wanted paper ballots. You know, this was introduced after the meeting was 2.5 hours late. Hey, let's have paper ballots. Of course, that could never happen with 4,000 delegates. But
right. But
people who feel very strongly about things, you know, this is a opportunity to let your voice be heard, and voices were heard.
Yeah, very interesting. Very good. It sounds like, again, like you say, an interesting weekend. You know, talked about that primary election being a closed election, and the way a recently passed legislature, if you're a registered member of a political party, you can't switch to a different political party at this point. You can do that at different points in the calendar year, but if you're a registered Democrat or a registered United Utah Party or Libertarian or whatever, you cannot switch to become a Republican at this point to vote in that primary election. If you're not registered to vote, of course you can register as a Republican and vote in that Republican primary.
If you're registered and not affiliated, you can become a Republican.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if you're not registered to vote, or if you're unaffiliated, you can also register and request a Democratic Party ballot as well. So,
and there'll be a couple of, I think the Democrats also had their state convention, and it wasn't quite as complicated as the Republican convention, but verified their candidates, and I think there's a couple of primary races for the Democratic Party. But you know, it's crazy because of this alternate route to get on the primary. If you get the certain number of signatures, you're on that ballot. So there will be 5 names on the Senate list in the Republican primary, and there'll be 5 names on the 3rd congressional district, which is our district. So instead of 2 names, and, you know, traditionally the convention's role was to narrow down a broad list of candidates to a manageable number for the primary. But there will be lots of names on those ballots. So I don't know. It was really interesting. It was also pretty fun. Jason Walton is running for the U.S. Senate. He was born in Monticello. He was raised here in Monticello, moved away in the 5th grade, but has strong Monticello roots, and he did well. He got 7 or 8% of the votes. He was eventually eliminated in the balloting. Trent Staggs is who won the convention ballot, but Staggs and four others who did the petitions or got the signatures, they'll be on that ballot. But anyway, so a pretty fun day for Red Rock Country. Phil Lyman, our local favorite son, and Jason Walton, with strong Red Rock Country roots, did really well.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, with that, there's also, like you mentioned, that Democratic Party uncontested race candidates received nominations on Saturday, including for Governor Brian King, U.S. House District, that's his district, Glenn Wright. And then, of course, we've talked about that local state House representative seat, Davina Smith will represent the Democratic Party. And like you say, Bill, she'll face either Lynn Jackson or Logan Monson in the general election, depending on how that Republican primary goes. So, yeah, it's a busy time of year. Folks definitely weighing in, like you say, having their voices heard. And there's lots of voices there at those conventions.
Yeah, I was, man, what is this going to be? But it really was a fun day in many ways. I enjoyed the day, but I tell you what, it's a convention is a circus, and a convention is full of a lot of passionate people, and we saw that on Saturday. at the Salt Palace.
Yeah.
It reminded me back in 1976. This is a little history, but intriguing history. Calvin Black, local commissioner and, you know, was a successful politician for many years. He ran for the House of Representatives. And in this convention, in the state Republican convention, he got 69% of the delegate votes. Back at that time, if you got 70% or more, then you avoided a primary. They've dropped that to 60% now, but if you got 70% or more, you avoided the primary. And so he had a primary race and ran against a Utah Valley businessman who won, but it was just so, so close to Red Rock Country having a congressional candidate. I think the Democrat won in that 1976 election, but Calvin Black was just a few votes away from getting that nomination outright. We had a similar thing yesterday or Saturday with Phil Lyman, who got the more than 60% of the delegate votes. And so under normal circumstances or under prior circumstances, he would have been the nominee, but they have this signature route that allowed Spencer Cox, who's wildly popular in general opinion polls. Governor Cox is making it to that primary ballot. And so it's going to be very, very interesting the next couple of months. That primary election is June 25th. I think the ballots will show up in the mail end of May or early June. So we've got a very active campaign season for the next couple of 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a quick break and be back here on 92.7.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Congratulations to all the high school graduates in the Red Rock 92 listening area, especially the Grand County Red Devils. The crew at the Lisbon Valley Mine is very proud of you and honored to celebrate this amazing accomplishment with you. It's been a tough road with lots of ups and downs, but you've pushed on and came through. Congratulations on making it to the next chapter in your lives. Now go out there and take the world by storm. From the crew at the Lisbon Valley Mine.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024, 9:22 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. This one just outside of the Red Rock listening area, down there on that I-40 corridor. General area. There's a big train derailment that happened within the Lupton chapter in Lupton, Arizona, where required some swift response from agencies and evacuation within a two-mile radius of a crash site. Affected 53 displaced peoples. There were hotels provided, and folks were able to get things out of the way, but kind of a big collision there. They've had lots of goings-ons as people have been bringing equipment in to get that all situated, but kind of an interesting situation there. A train derailment there on the Navajo Nation in Lupton, Arizona, right there near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. We've got missing person alert for Selena Ann Manygoats, 43-year-old woman listed at 5'2", last seen in Kaibido, Arizona, and has been entered into the National Crime Information Center, last seen on Sunday, April 14th, so a little more than a week ago. If you know where Selena Ann Manygoats is or you have information on her whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Tuva City District of the Navajo Nation Police Department by calling 928-283-3111 or 928-283-3112. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We've got a lot of other items for you in the morning show, including something here from Bill.
Funerals.
Funerals, yeah. Memorial services, yep.
Okay. Graveside services for Jerry Sanchez Evans will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Cortez Cemetery. She passed away last Wednesday at the age of 96. Funeral services for Darlene Faye Morris of Blanding are Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Blanding North Chapel of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Funeral services for Nellie Elsie Bradshaw of Cortez will be also Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the LDS Church on M Road in Cortez. Funeral services for Garda Adams Nilsson, age 92, of Blanding, are Friday, May 3rd at noon at the Blanding South Chapel, visitation from 10 to 11:30. And funeral services for Jean Summers Robinson of Monticello begin at noon on Saturday at the Monticello North LDS Chapel, viewing beginning at 9:30. She passed away on Saturday morning. A celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday, May 5th at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez, beginning at 1 p.m. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show here on 92.7. We'll take another break and be back here on Red Rock 92.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit energyfuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off, and they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
Good morning, welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024, 9:28 a.m. on this Monday morning.
And that song we just heard, Good Lovin' by the Young Rascals, was the number one song in the land on this day in 1966. That's a long time ago, 48 years ago today. Written by Rudy Clark and Arthur Resnick, it became the number one hit single for the Young Rascals in 1966. Good Lovin' was used in the film The Big Chill, Grumpy Old Man, More American Graffiti. That's an awesome song. Good Lovin' by the Young Rascals. 58 years ago. That's crazy. On this day in history, on April 29th, 1945, Allied troops liberated the thousands of inmates incarcerated at the Dachau concentration camp in Germany in the closing days of World War II. On this day in 1992, riots broke out in Los Angeles and several other cities following the acquittal of police officers involved in the arrest of Rodney King. And William and Kate celebrate their 13th wedding anniversary today. Prince William and Princess Kate will be the king and queen eventually, I guess. They were married on April 29th, 2011. Today is National Shrimp Scampi Day. Man, I'd love some shrimp scampi today. It's also National Zipper Day. It's believed that Elias Howe may have invented the first zipper and got a patent for what he called the automatic continuous clothing closure back in the 1800s. However, he didn't market his product or he didn't get any recognition for it, but they found this patent application many years later that, oh, that's probably the zipper. Swedish-American electrical engineer Gideon Sundback is credited with designing the modern zipper. He got the first patent in 1913. He called it a hookless fastener. It took quite a while to become popular, and it was the military started using the device during World War II for flying suits for pilots. So that was the first popular use of a zipper. It was 10 years after it was first invented that B.F. Goodrich, of all people, gave the device the name that stuck because of the sound it makes. It's a zipper. So it's an onomatopoeia. Anyway, kind of fun. National Zipper Day, so zip one up or zip one down, I guess, to celebrate the day. I don't know. Birthdays today, Willie Nelson, 91 years old today. Still going strong, I think. Still see him performing occasionally. Jerry Seinfeld is 70 years old. Actress Michelle Pfeiffer is 66, and Uma Thurman is 54 years old today. Daniel Day-Lewis, the actor, is 67 today. He's won 3 Best Actor Oscars. Only one who's done that. Won 3 separate ones. Mm. I guess that's an indication he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Last one was for Lincoln. He was awesome in that. Birthdays today for Lashay Lewis. Lashay Lewis Eldridge.
Yeah.
Okay. Lashay Lewis Eldridge, Laura Doucette, Kel Spitzer, Michelle Crawford, Brennan Banks, Kason Rutherford, and we had a lot of weekend birthdays. Man, there must have been fires from all the candles going off this weekend. So buckle up. Here are the weekend birthdays. Samuel Snyder, Jessica Greenway, Carson Duncan, Justin Wright, Charlie Tracy, Terry Funk, Clayton Smith, Amber Fisher, Jenny Smith. I need a drink to make it through the rest of this list. Nicole Watkins, Kevin Arthur, Jim Milstein, Erlene Frost, Chandler Henderson, Kaylee Dalton, Dee Jackson, and Shelby Seeley. Happy birthday. I hope you had a great weekend. Of course, we on Mondays and Fridays, we list the weekend birthdays, and so they get a double mention.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call. We're at 435-587-2277. Or you can email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. And yeah, I guess that was the reason why they were all out of the... If you went to the stores, the bakeries, and this weekend and there weren't any cakes, I guess that's the reason why.
Yeah, severe cake and candle shortage throughout the Red Rock country over the weekend.
Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the area. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report here on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191, or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee,
as well as a business office specialist / registration clerk, and a food services associate.
Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring for multiple positions. The Synergy Company is proud to partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed quality childcare to our employees with a generous employer subsidy. Red Rock Tots is also open to the public and is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. To enroll your child, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment info, visit thesynergycompany.com.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. The San Juan boys soccer team season came to a close with a tough 4-1 loss to Waterford in the 2A state first round on Friday. The boys were 1-12 this season, but a number of their losses were by 2 goals or less. The Monticello baseball team outlasted Dove Creek 15-14 in a barn burner of a showdown between local teams on Friday. The Buckaroos are now 4-10 on the season. The Bulldogs are 5-10. The Grand County baseball team shellacked San Juan 12-3 in the other matchup, pitting local rivals. The Red Devils improved to 16-6 with the win, while the Broncos dropped to 15-6. On the softball diamond over the weekend, Grand County lost both games of a 2A Central doubleheader with Gunnison Valley, and Monticello was swept by North Sevier. Utah baseball and softball state seedings will be revealed after the teams complete their regular seasons this week. The Mancos girls track team scored 172 points to win their own Blue Jay Invitational Friday. The Blue Jay boys took fourth at the event. The Dolores girls were third and the boys fifth. The Dove Creek girls and boys both came home in sixth place. The Nucla girls were eighth and the boys 10th, and the Whitehorse boys were 10th. The Montezuma Cortez track teams both had an outstanding day at the High Altitude Challenge Intermountain League Conference in Alamosa, finishing third among the 17 teams in attendance. The San Juan boys were sixth and the girls took 12th as the Broncos combined for eighth at the Signature Real Estate Delta High School Invitational, and the Grand County girls took 14th and the boys were 23rd for a combined result of 17th in the 40-team Tiger Trials at American Fork High School. All the San Juan softball team's games this past weekend were canceled, including the Swing for Life tournament in Salt Lake City. The Lady Broncos will make up those tournament games on Monday against Hunter, Granger, Bingham, and Lehigh. Other Monday events, the Dove Creek baseball team will visit Ignacio, and the Montezuma Cortez girls golf team is playing the San Juan golf course in Farmington. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. This Monday, April 29th, 2024, 9:43 a.m., thanks to Rhett Sifford getting us that local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. In the NBA this weekend, the Phoenix Suns played 2 games at home. They were their last 2 games at home as the Minnesota Timberwolves swept the Phoenix Suns 4-0, including a 122-116 win last night. Also, regional team in the NBA playoffs, the Denver Nuggets, they lost Game 4 in Los Angeles to the Lakers. They still hold a 3-1 series lead, and they'll hope to close it out tonight in Denver. That game tips off at 8 o'clock. Looking elsewhere in NHL action, the Colorado Avalanche, they were tied 1-1 series going into the weekend, and then they got wins on Friday and Sunday. So the Avs are now up 3-1 in that series against Winnipeg. Avalanche hoping to advance. They'll play their next game on the road on Tuesday. And looking elsewhere, Major League Baseball, the Diamondbacks, they went 1-2 this weekend in Seattle, and they remain third in the NL West. No, actually, looks like fourth in the NL West, but they are 13-16 on the year. They're hoping to get a win against the Dodgers tonight at 7:40. Meanwhile, the Colorado Rockies, 7-21, fifth in the NL West. And they lost a couple games over the weekend to the Astros. They'll be in Miami tomorrow. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.